69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Aftershocks by Cilantro. I have this memory of seeing an IG ad, an Instagram ad for this band, and then clicking on the profile and going to the link and finding them on Spotify. But I don't know, memories are weird. Like, who knows if that actually happened? I also might have found this band while searching for the song Cilantro by Bucko, which was episode 121. So if you're feeling a little deja vu, I planned it that way. I wanted Cilantro, the band, to be 131. Anyways, I don't exactly know how I found this artist and their project, but you guys know I love a food band. I love a food title. I will always stop and check it out. That's always going to catch my eye. So I checked out Cilantro and I loved it. I decided to go with Aftershocks because it was a bit more upbeat. And I love the Aftershock comparison with the earthquakes in California, you know. I don't know. I really dug it. And with that, I'm going to play a clip from Mars. Yay, I got a clip. I appreciate clips so much. And then we're going to play a clip of Aftershocks by Cilantro.
My name is Mars, and Cilantro is my personal music project. My band is a constant ebb and flow of musicians, usually consisting of a drummer, a bassist, and then someone who can play the lead lines I've written, like a synthist or a cellist, and sometimes a guitarist, but I like to have a strings instrument or a stringy sound. When I lived in Boston, my friend Ailey was my consistent bass player. She played at almost every single show, and she wrote all the bass parts you hear and a lot of the harmonies, and she sings in Aftershocks. Eleanor Riley, is single-handedly the most important person to ever grace my music journey. The level of commitment and joy she brought to the project really changed the direction it was going. She encouraged me to play shows, and she made sure I was never alone, that I never felt alone in my music journey. So I love Ailey, and you should check out her band DOS, which is amazing. Such good music. The other person who sings in Aftershocks and plays the lead guitar in Aftershocks is Justin Schaefers, and he has notoriously played every single instrument of Cilantro except for lead guitar and vocals. Aftershocks is about someone coming into your life very briefly, but it's been weeks and you still get a jolt of excitement about them, even if they haven't reached out to you again. It's about being the one to send that third message to hang out. I remember thinking about this specific person in an elevator and just swooning at the thought of possibly seeing them again. I'm very much a romantic. If you've ever lived in earthquake country, you'll know that an aftershock usually comes as like a little tremor after the initial hit. By that time, you usually forget about the earthquake and are suddenly put on alert again. It's like such an interesting feeling. And the way I felt about this certain person was like an unexpected residual tremor going throughout my body, like days after, weeks after I met them. And it wasn't anything serious or emotional, but I just held on to the ways I was feeling and started writing a really fun song about it. I think my favorite part is the bridge. It kind of slows down into this pulled apart beat. And while we were recording, Ailey, Justin, and I had a lot of fun with the harmonies there. You can hear Justin like going into full falsetto at the end where we sing, "Type of Fool." He was sick and his voice just blossomed into this amazing Beach Boys-esque falsetto. So I hope you enjoy that part.
I've got this soft spot going down in the parking lot. So say that you want me, whether you're ready or not. You're playing hard to get. Haven't seen you in the sunshine yet. I'm standing on a fault line. Won't you push me offset? Baby, I'm getting after shots. Cascadia's got nothing on me. Baby, I know you're dangerous. You're my own sweet San Andreas fault. Your touch was magic, but this waiting game is tragic, baby.
That insider info and the song, like that little clip that Rod prepared for you. So Aftershocks is off of Cilantro's EP, Gut Fauna. And I loved everything off that EP. I loved everything. There's a few singles sprinkled in there if you're listening on Spotify. And I really enjoyed everything that Cilantro had to offer. It's not crazy rocking, but it's not super mellow. It's just upbeat and catchy, and I love the imagery. I think Mars is a great lyricist, very relatable. I just loved the lyrics and everything, and especially this song. I love a good song about California. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that before, but this song, I guess maybe the EP, but this song especially reminded me of Peter Sue's album, Lions on the Beach, from episode, you can check him out on episode 9, very early on. Big Peter Sue fan. He doesn't play anymore. I've mentioned him several times throughout this podcast's existence. But yeah, very Beach Boy-esque album, which Rod and I just love. And side note, the Listening Party podcast is in the liner notes if you have the actual CD. So yeah, I got similar vibes with Gut Fauna. I would clean the casa to this song. I would write to my pen pals to this song. I would drive to the song. I just love it so much. And I think you could do a lot of things with this song blaring in the background. I almost went with Magnolia because there was a food reference. And I think there was more of the elements that Mars had mentioned, like with the string instruments. I don't know, but Aftershocks just got me. It was upbeat. I loved the references. So I hope you will check out Cilantro. Mars is actually in San Francisco now, so there is a possibility that I could hear this music live. Maybe one day. But check out everything Cilantro has to offer on streaming services. Aftershocks will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find all the songs, most of the songs that I featured on this podcast. You can follow Cilantro on Instagram. It's Cilantro Music. You can follow me at D for Music, DeeFur Music on Instagram. Do me a favor and rate this podcast if you can on Spotify. I know Spotify sucks, but I hope it helps bring more listeners to these smaller bands that I'm featuring. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.